Good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed vav, daf 36. We left off on 35b lamed hem with bet. In the middle of the page, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Tamim shabani mishamin kama parod lasocher. There's times where the owners pay some amount of cows to the renter. Echidame, what's the case? Agara minei mea yomei. Let's say the renter rents the cow for 100 days. Vehadash shaylei minei tishin yomei. And then the lender, the one who rents it out, he is basically borrowing it back for 90 days. Hadar agra minei t'manan yomei. And then the renter rents it out again for 80 of those 90 days. Hadar shaylei minei shivin yomei. And then the one who gave it out, the rented it out, he's borrowing it back for 70 of those 80 days. Umeta b'toch yomei she'elata. And it died during the days of the loan. So, da'akol she'ela u'she'ela mechayev chayda para. For every single time it was borrowed, he owes one cow. Amar le Ravacha medifti le Ravina. He said to Ravina, michti, chada parahi. It was one cow. How can you say that that he's liable to two cows? I love Afka. He brought it in and brought it out. Afkam ischirud va'ilad ha'sheila. He took it out of rent and he put it into borrowing. Afkam ischeila va'ilad ha'schirud. And then he took it out of borrowing and put it into rent. So how can you say that he's liable to two cows? So Amar le umi ita le parah ve'inad denema le'hachi. Is the cow here that we're able to say such a thing? I don't see the cow over here. So if the cow's not here, how can you say such a thing? So the Gemara says, "Mor baravashi amar ein lo alav ela shtei parot." No, he only has on him two cows. Chad el sheela v'chad el ischirud. One for borrowing and one for the renting. Shum sheela achati v'shum ischirud achati. For all of the borrowing is one, and for all of the renting is one. The sheela kane the gamre. The renter he acquires the one borrowed entirely. But the one that's rented, so he still owed another 20 days for rent. So he uses that one that's being rented for the remainder of the days that he's owed, and then he returns it to the owner. There are times where both of them, both the renter and the socher and the shoel and the borrower, both of them would have to pay. Both of them would have to give a chatat. And flipping the amud, sometimes both of them have to give an asham. Sometimes the renter has to give a chatat, and the borrower has to give an asham. And sometimes the renter has to give an asham, and the borrower has to give a chatat. How is it in all of these four cases? Hakitzat kefirat mamon asham bitui sefatayim chatat. Why would you bring an asham or a chatat? So if you are being kofer, you are denying something that would be exempting you from having to pay money, then you'd be obligated to give an asham. And if you would be lying, meaning not exempting yourself from money, but just bitui sefatayim, that you'd be obligated to bring a chatat. So pa'amim sheshneim b'chatat. How do you find both of them having to bring a chatat? Higon shemeta kedarka. If the animal died in the normal way, ve'amru ne'ensan. They said that really it was they were anus. It was against their will. Socher devinkach uvinkach miftar patur. The renter who in any case over here would be exempt. So then he b'chatat he would bring a sin offering. Shoel devinkach uvinkach chayevei mechayev. The sinner, borrower, that he, no matter what, is liable here, b'chatat, then he'd bring the sin offering as well. Pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham, there's a case where both of them would bring an asham, kegon shenigneva, if it was stolen, va'amru meta mechan melachan, they lied and they said, no, it died from work. So what do we say? The tarvayu kakafrim ha'munah, both of them are exempting themselves from having to pay. Da mechayvei v'kapater nafshayu, they are obligated to pay and they're exempting themselves. Socher bechatat v'shoel be'asham. If let's say we said a case of a renter, you'd have to give a sin offering, and a borrower would have to give an asham offering. How is that the case? Kigon shemeta kedarka. The animal died in a normal way. Ve'amru meta mechaman melachan. And they said it died from work. So socher devenkach uvenkach miftar patur chayav bechatat or chatat bechatat. A socher renter, then no matter what, he would have been exempt in this case. So he has to bring a sin offering. He just lied. He didn't exempt himself from money. But shoel, but the borrower, the mechayev v'meta kedarka, he's liable in the case if the animal died in a normal way. V'kapatar nafshei v'meta mechamad melachan, he exempted himself from having to pay by saying the animal died from work. So what do we say? Be'asham, he has to bring an asham offering. Socher be'asham v'shoel b'chatat. What's the case of a renter having to bring an asham and a borrower having to bring a chatat? So kegon shenigneva, the animal was stolen. They said it died in its normal way. Socher hu the mechayev v'gneva v'aveda, the renter is the one that's liable to pay with stealing and with a lost object, because patar nafshei v'meta kedarkan, he's exempting himself with an animal saying that it died in its normal way. Be'asham, so therefore he would bring an asham. Shoel, the v'inkach v'inkach ha'yubim mechayev v'chatad, but a borrower, then no matter what, he would be liable, so therefore here you'd have to bring an chatad offering. That is the four cases. So my kamashman, what is coming to teach us in this last case? La pukim de Rabbi Ami. It's coming to exclude Rabbi Ami's opinion. The Amar kol shevua she dayanim mashbiin ota ein chayvin aleha mishum shevuat bitui. Any shevua that the judges make him swear, he's not liable for shevuat bitui. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, O nefesh ki tishava levate bisfatayim. What does that mean? Ki tishava me'atzma. That's only if he swore himself and it was false that he would be liable. But according to Rabbi Ami, if the Beit Din, the Dayani, made him swear and it was false, he would not be liable to bring a korban. Kamashmalan, so we're coming to teach us, look at Rabbi Ami, we don't hold like Rabbi Ami, that even if the Dayani made him swear and it was false, he would have to bring a korban. Itmar, we learn the following, Shomer Shemasar LeShomer. If you have one Shomer, you gave an animal to a person to watch for you, and he went and gave it to somebody else to watch. And something happened to the animal. Rav Amar Patur, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rav says you're exempt, Rav Yochanan says you're liable. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, the Tamid, the Rav, according to Rav, Lomi Baye, Shomer Chinam, Shemasad, Shomer Sahar. It doesn't matter if a Shomer Chinam, who is guarding it for free, he gave it to a Shomer Sahar who is guarding it for money, meaning it's a higher level of guarding. The Aluile, Aliyah, Lenishmirato, he is making the guarding even better. Even in that case, that we're not even talking about that case. Ela afilu shomer sachar shemasar shomer chinam. Even if he made it a worse type of guarding, he was a shomer sachar and he gave it to someone who's a shomer chinam. So what do we say? The garuye garal shmirato. He's making the guarding even worse. Patur, still he's exempt. My tama, what's the reason? Deham maser ben daat. He gave it to somebody who has knowledge, who has consent, and he's able to watch the animal. Utameh der biyochanan, according to der biyochanan, lo mi bayez shomer sachar shemasad shomer chinam. We're not even talking about if he made the case worse. He was a shomer sachar, and he gave it to shomer chinam, and he made the guarding worse. The garuy garal shmirato, he made the guarding worse. Ela afilu shomer chinam shemasad shomer sachar. But even if he went up, he was a shomer chinam, and he gave it to shomer sachar. He made the guarding even better. Chayav, we still say he's liable. The Amarle, because the owner can tell him, "Ein ritzoni shiyeh pikdoni biyad acher. I don't want my deposited item to be with someone else. I gave it to you. I trusted you." So Amaru chista had the Rav la beferushit mar elam iklala. That which Rav said that he's exempt, we did not learn it explicitly, rather from an inference. So the Hanu Ginae, there were these people who worked in the in the field, in the gardens. They call Yoma Mafkedei Marayu Gabeya Daisafta. Every day they would take their utensils they would use to work the garden, and they would leave it with this elderly woman. Yoma Chadav Gidino Legabeya Chad Minayu. They left it with one of the workers, one of the people that day instead. The Shama Kalabehula, this worker who was holding and guarding everything, he heard a wedding, he heard an arusi. He came to Kanisa and I guess he heard they were singing and they were doing, they said Yehishem. He got excited, he jumped up. Nafak Azalaf Gedinu the Gabada Ayisavta. So he went and took all the stuff, he left it with the elderly woman and he went and ran to the wedding, he wanted to go party. So Azalaf Ata Ignuv Marayhu. When they came back, it was stolen. Ooh, so who's at fault? Ata came to Rav, Upatre, they came in front of Rav. And he said, "You're exempt." So man de chaza, what did he see? Savar mishum shomer shemasad shomer patur. He holds that if one shomer gives it to another shomer, he's your exempt. Velohi, but that's not really true over here. Shane atam over here is different. The kol yoma nami inu gufayo gabada yisavta havu mafkedelehu. No, every day they were usually giving it to that elderly woman anyway. So him giving it to them, that first shomer giving it to her, does not make it any different because they were trusting her to begin with. So therefore, he would be exempt if it was stolen from her in this case. Yativ Rabbi Ami v'kamar la shmata. He was saying that shmata, that learning that we just learned. Yativ Rabbi Abba bar Amar Rabbi Ami, and he had a contradiction. Hasocher para mechavero. If somebody rents a cow from his friend, v'yishila le'acher, and he lended it out to someone else, umeta kedarkan, it died in a normal way. Yishava socher shemeta kedarkan, v'shuel mishalem la'socher. The renter swears that it died in its normal way, and the borrower pays to the renter. The Gemara says, "V'imita." And if what you're saying is correct, Why don't we just say, the owner can say, I didn't want my deposited item to be with somebody else. I didn't want you to lend it to someone. So, what are we talking about? The owner has given permission to rent. That's what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, "Yachi, if that's the case, the ba'alim ba'el shalume. So you should have to pay the owners." So the amrele the datach. No, he said, "According to you." Meaning, what he said to him, he said, "You want to lend it out? You want to take care of all the problems with it? It's on you. I want my money from you. I don't want to have anything to do with the lender, the borrower." Right? So he said, "I'm out of the picture." So for that reason, we don't pay the guy doesn't pay the owner; he pays the renter. Meiti Rami Bar Chami is a contradiction. Amapkin ma'ot etzel chaverov. Somebody gives money to a friend, deposited money by him. Saran Riv Shinan Lachorav. You guy wrapped it and he put it on his back. Mesaran Livno Vito Ktanim. He gave it to his children who were young or under. You were Ktanim. V'na'al Bifneim Shlokaroi. He locked it, or let's say he locked the door behind it, but it wasn't proper. He didn't actually lock the door. He just closed the door. Chayav. I mean, he closed it in a way that it wasn't ra'ui. It wasn't a fitting way of closing it. He's liable. Shelosh shamar kaderech hashomrim. He didn't guard it the way that a person guarding should guard. Ta'amad ektanim, because the reason is because he gave it to a child. Hagdolim patur. If it was adult, he'd be exempt. Oh, amai, why is that the case? Neima alei. Why don't you just say ein retzon ish yepiktanim biadacher? The owner could just say, I don't want my deposited item to be with him. I gave it to you. I trust you. I didn't trust your children. So amar Rava kol hamafkid, flipping the amud. Anyone who gives a deposit an item by someone, he knows that he's giving it to him, that person's wife, and his adult children. So if the guy gives it to his adult children, you have to expect that. So Amri Nahardai, the Nahardai say, Dai Kanami, you can derive this as well. The Katane, it says, if he gave it to his young children, he's liable. If it was in his adult children, he'd be exempt. You can see if it was others, meaning not his children, give it to other people, whether they're young or adults, you'd be liable. Why is that the case though? So you see that's very clear. The imken litnik tanim stama, because if that was not true, it should have just said if he gave it to youngsters, if he gave it to young people. He didn't say that. It said if he gave it to his children who were young, he's liable. So that you can apply that it's adult children you'd be exempt, but all other people it would be liable. Shema mina, and that's what we learn from here. Amar Rava, hilcheta da halacha is shomer shemasai shomer chayav. If one shomer gives it to another shomer, and something happens to it, you'd be liable. So lo mi baya shomer sachar shemasai shomer chinam de garu yegar al shmirato. We're not talking about if a shomer sachar gave it to shomer chinam that he made the guarding worse. That it's worse. Even if he made the guarding better, he was a shomer chinam guarding it for free, and he gave it to shomer sachar who was guarding it for money. Still, you're liable. My tama, what's the reason? I trusted you with the swear, and I don't know this person. I don't trust this person with a swear. So therefore, no matter what, even if he's a shomer sachar, I don't trust him the way I trust you. Itmar, we learn the following. Pashaba v'yatzad la'agam u'meta kadarkav. The guy was negligent and the animal went out and it died in a swamp. Abayim mishmeder Rabba Amar chayav. Abayim says he's liable. Rava mishmeder Rabba Amar patur. Rava says he's exempt. Abayim mishmeder Rabba Amar chayav. He says you're liable. Kol dayana delo dayin ki haydina lav dayanahu. Any judge who does not judge like this case, he's not a judge. Lo mi bayalaman damar tchilato v'pshi'a v'sofo be'ones chayav de chayav. We're not even talking about a case of, let's say, initially it was negligent, and later on it was be'onis, that you'd be liable, that obviously over here you're liable. Ela afilu l'man d'amar patur, even the one, according to the one who says you're exempt, hacha chayav, over here you would be liable. May ta'ama, what's the reason? D'amrinan havla de'agma katla. It was the hevel, the bad air, or the hevel of the water, of the swamp, that really killed the animal. And so therefore, that's not a regular way. That's lokar agil. It's not a regular way, and it's a completely different case. The Gemara then says, Rava mishmeder Rava amar patur. He says, you're exempt. Kol dayana delo dayin ki aydina lav dayanahu. Any judge who doesn't judge like this case, he's not a judge. Lo mi baya lemanda amar. We're not even talking about the opinion who says, tchilato v'pshia v'sofo v'ones patur. De patur. We're not talking about a case if it was initially negligent and later on it was be'onest. That you'd be exempt, that over here also you'd be exempt. And afil man damar chayav, even according to the one who says you'd be liable, hacha patur, over here you'd be exempt. Maitama, what's the reason? the Amrinan, we say Malach HaMavet Maliacho Maliatam. The Malach HaMavet is saying, hey, the angel of death says, what difference does it make to me if I take him from here, I take him from there? Doesn't make any difference to me. He doesn't care where he takes him from. So he says you're exempt. So Umode Abaye, di hadrala ben mara umeta de patur. Abaye agrees that if you returned it to the owner and then it died, that you're exempt. Maitama, what's the reason? The hadrala, you returned it. Vele kalamimar havla de agma katla. You can't say it was the hevel of the swamp that killed it. Umode Ravan, Rava agrees. Kolhecha de ganva ganav be agam. If the thief stole it from the swamp, umeta ketarga be ganav, and it died in the house of the ganav in the normal way, the chayav, you'd be liable. Well, my time, what's the reason? The ish of ka malach hamavet, if the angel of death would have left it alone, the vete de ganavav, it would have still been alive in the house of the thief. Amar le abayel rabah, abayel sister rabah, le didach da amart malach hamavet malihach ha malihatem. According to you that you said, the angel of death, what does he care, take it from here or from there? Hi, the Otve Rabbi Abba Varma Mala Rabbi Ami. That was Rabbi Abba. Made a contradiction to Rabbi Ami on the previous Amu that we said. The owner says, hey, why doesn't the owner just say, I don't want my item to be amongst you? Who said I gave it to you? So why don't you say that over here? Vishani, we answered over there. Vishananulu Bealim Rashud Ashil. The owners gave him permission to lend it out. Vilemali Malacha Mabit, Maliacha Maliatam. Why don't we just say, the angel of death, what does the angel of death care if he takes it from here, it takes the animal from here or from there? Why don't we just say that? So Amar Le, Ledit Chudim Matnitu, Ein Retzoni Sheyepiktu Nivi Ad Acher, according to you that you teach that the case was, the opinion was, Ein Retzoni, that I don't want him to be holding my deposited item, Ika Le Otva Da'i, then you can make a contradiction on this. Ledidi the amena ant me'eman li b'shuva v'hayich lo me'eman li b'shuva. But according to me, that I go according to a different opinion, that I say no, the reason is because I trusted you, I didn't trust that guy. So leka lo tva klal, then there's no way to contradict me at all from this case. Meitiv Rami Bar Chama, he has a contradiction. He'ala l'rashay tzukim v'nafla, if you took it up to a high mountain and it fell and died, ein ze onesh v'chayav, you're liable. Ha meta k'darka, if it died in its normal way, harei ze onesh v'patur, you'd be exempt. So the Gemara says, "V'amai, why is that the case? Lemale avira dehar katla. Why don't we just say it was the air of the mountain that killed it, or inami, or maybe you could say uvtsana dehar katla. It was the difficulty and the tiredness, and they were so tired out from walking up this whole mountain that that's what killed the animal." So the Gemara says, "No, hachamai skin. What are we dealing with here? Sheela limir'eh shamin betov. He took him up for the pasture, and the pasture was nice and fat and good and beautiful and amazing. And that's why we can't say that. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, nafla nami, that even if the animal fell, it should be honest. It shouldn't be chayav. It shouldn't be liable. So shahayal le'tokva v'le'tokva. He should have held on to the animal, and he didn't hold on to it. That's why he's liable. Yachi, if that's the case, ema resha, go to the earlier part. I'll tell the Rashi to kinim and aflav. The animal went up on its own and fell and died. I raise it honest, and that's honest. He by the mitkefa. Hold on, he should have held the animal. He should be liable. So lo tzricha. The case is shetikafatu ve'alta tikafatu ve'yarda. He held on to it and it went up on its own. He held on to it and it fell down on its own. And therefore, he tried. He did his effort, but no matter what, the animal fell and it died. So in that case, he would be exempt. But in the prior case, he would be liable. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll do one quick halakha. We said at the beginning of the daf that what constitutes bringing an asham offering, one constitutes bringing a chatat. So we said an asham offering is kefirat mamon. So I just want to read for you the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says the following, or the Rambam rather, says umau chayav ashuvat hapikadon sheshakarba mishalem dakeren shekafarbo im tosevet chomesh. If he lied on the shivuat hapikadon, the deposit item, he lied and he swore falsely, so that he has to pay the principal that he falsely swore on plus an additional 1/5. Umakriv asham vaday, and then you would have to bring an asham vaday, because anytime you swear, that would be exempting you from having to pay money, meaning you're kofer ben mamon, then you'd be liable to bring an asham offering. We'll stop there for today and do a 1-minute recap.